Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Ann Hirsch.
Looking forward to this segment.
This is another good one, but absolutely, Maggie's wonderful. And she does stuff with Project Independence, and she tries to go around. She is an advocate, and she really is exceptional in her job. Now, we have another guest, and this was from Agewell, New York, and Dana Sherwin.
Dana.
I wrote it down even to stretch it out. Dana.
Yes.
Sherwin from Agewell, New York, and Dana is a senior executive with the Managed Care Plan. And we had a conversation the other day. It is so difficult navigating this stuff as seniors age and try to understand what they're covered for, how they can get coverage. It just becomes, it's overpowering. I mean, you're getting the phone calls, and when you put paper in front of a senior, and it's 6, 7, 8, 10 pages, they get, after the first page, they don't know what to do. So what I need now is you to tell me a little bit about Agewell New York and how we help seniors, how you guys help seniors, and I know you do.
Thank you, John. Yes, I guess we, in a way, we brand ourselves as really being supportive of seniors and having seniors live independently in their own homes and safely in their own communities. And Agewell New York is a managed care plan. That is, it's been authorized by the federal government and the state government to run what people know as an HMO. Agewell New York focuses only on Medicare and Medicaid plans. We don't have plans on the exchange. We don't have plans for commercial insurance, employer group, or to sell to individuals other than those who are covered by Medicare and Medicaid. And we started in 2012 with really the concept that we wanted to focus on seniors who needed help living in their own homes. And that is through the Medicaid Managed Long-Term Care Plan, MLTC, as many of you may be familiar with that concept. It's really sort of a wonderful opportunity for seniors who are dual eligible, covered by Medicare and Medicaid, to have access to a huge array of services, which will enable them to live in their own homes and be supported according to their needs.
To have Medicare and Medicaid, that means you have to be above a certain income level, right? Medicaid is you don't own a home and you'll have very little income. Am I right there?
Well, Medicaid is a public insurance company for people who meet certain low income limits. So there are certain eligibility requirements. And as many of you know, Medicare is for people who are over 65 and people who are disabled who meet certain criteria.
Okay.
So we run the MLTC plan, and we've grown tremendously over the past few years. And we realized that to complement those kinds of services, and because we have such a growing, knowledgeable professional staff, nurses, doctors, social workers, healthcare management professionals, that we felt that we were really ready. We had the infrastructure in place to launch Medicare Advantage plans. And I know that many of the seniors who listen to the show are very interested in Medicare Advantage and what that really means. Because it is, as you mentioned, it's a very, very complicated program. Original Medicare, as you know, a lot of seniors struggle with, how does Medicare work? What am I covered for? Are my doctors participating? What should I do? And then there's the other option of joining a Medicare Advantage plan. So original Medicare is what everyone is eligible for when they turn 65 or they're disabled. Okay. But they also have a choice during the annual open enrollment period, which starts October 1st. Through December 7th of every year. So it's coming up soon.
That's
and we're preparing.
When you pick your
supplemental,
also?
You can pick your supplemental, but you can pick a Medicare Advantage plan. So you can go from original Medicare to a Medicare Advantage plan. And so Agewell New York has four lines of Medicare Advantage business, and that helps complement what we do on the Medicaid managed long-term care side. But more than that, it offers seniors who are not Medicaid eligible an opportunity to look at a plan that has a comprehensive set of coverage and benefits and some optional and other supplemental benefits that original Medicare does not have. So it's really an opportunity to pay less out of pocket and get more services. And it's not just true for Agewell New York. Any of the plans that cover the New York metropolitan area and Long Island, Other plans also have Medicare Advantage plans. So one of the things is that there's a lot for seniors to look at. So come October 1st, you'll see a lot of marketing
by these
Medicare
Seminars
Advantage plans. Exactly.
So, and I really don't understand it at all. So you have the Medicare, and the person's 65, and then I know the supplemental, just say it's like United or Oxford. AgeWell can be that supplemental.
Yes. So AgeWell New York is a Medicare Advantage plan where actually all our plans have prescription drug coverage attached to the plan. Some plans give you the components to choose from. You want a Medicare Advantage plan, you want a Part D, or that's the drug plan. All of our plans, there's really no choice. We made a conscious decision. We wanted integrated coverage. So all of our plans offer both Medicare coverage and the Part D coverage. Some plans offer other kinds of, you know, pick and choose, but we have these comprehensive plans because we want everything to be integrated under one managed care plan. We think it works better for the population, for the Medicare population, and then also the dual eligible population.
Okay. Is there a monthly cost for this, and is it competitive?
Yes. So every plan on a yearly basis has to submit what's called a bid to the Medicare, to CMS, the federal government, on what the proposed costs and what the proposed fees are. And that period usually runs from February till probably about 2 weeks ago, that they have to approve the rates, the premiums, the costs, how much we're charging, and how much it's costing our plan to run it. Because even though it's a private sector plan, the federal government has a lot of oversight from a regulatory, legal perspective. So any plan that is a Medicare Advantage plan needs to be approved by CMS. And then you know that this is a legitimate certified plan that people can choose from. You can't just have some plan that's calling themselves a Medicare Advantage plan, which is why you'll see on all ads and brochures, there's this disclaimer at the bottom and regulatory codes, and that will give everyone comfort that this plan has received all the approvals that
okay.
it needs.
What I want to just do very quickly is to give out your phone number, because this is the stuff that really, I'm being cute, it makes people crazy. And so therefore, somebody listening, you don't want to wait till October. If you have a question, they can call you this afternoon and say, I heard some of this.
Absolutely.
That's what I have to do. Trying to get my hands around this, it's so confusing. But once you start the conversation, you want to keep it going.
Yes.
The best way to get in touch?
So you can call us toll free, 866-586-8044. And you can also find us online at agewellnewyork.com. And you spell out AgeWell and you spell out newyork.com.
Okay. And that person just going to basically say when they make the phone call what they're looking for, and they'll go
yes.
through to a person.
Right. Okay. And so, yes, they call our that's our customer service line I just gave out and said, I'm interested in learning more about your Medicare Advantage plans, and we will answer as many questions as they have. We also have the opportunity to send a licensed Medicare sales agent to someone's home upon an individual's request to review all the options with them and to have a detailed comparison of all the plans and also compare to original Medicare. And there's no obligation, no requirement. It's an opportunity to really learn about what someone's options would be.
I think that's huge. So therefore, now I'm 70 instead of 65, and I already have a plan. I'm not going to mention the names, whatever it was before. You, AgeWell, will actually send somebody to my house, and I'll say, listen, this is what I had last year. Now, October is coming, and we have this open enrollment. You guys will do a side-by-side and say, guess what? You're doing terrific here, but here, you know, God forbid you need something, the coverage doesn't exist versus ours, and the person can make a decision. That's an informed decision.
Yes. So that process to compare plans for starting January 1, 2017, that process starts on October 1st. And so there are very strict marketing guidelines related to promoting and steering people towards a particular Medicare Advantage plan. So if somebody wanted to learn more about whether it's AgeWell or some other plan, they can have people in their home starting October 1st to learn about plans for 2017. But there are still opportunities where at the last week in August, There are a couple of reasons which would allow people to look at to change their plan for this year as well. You know, if you call our office, we can go into that in more in detail. But there are certain categories of eligibility that would allow people to change plans mid-year in 2016.
Okay. Is this something, aside from the radio show, that AgeWell would go out into the community? To the senior centers and make presentations, or it
Absolutely.
Has to be one-on-one? Okay, terrific.
Yes, yes. And we really pride ourselves in really making ourselves available to local government officials who are doing health fairs and community centers, senior centers, and, you know, setting up tables, booths, presentations. We really believe that part of our role is as a managed care organization representing Medicare and Medicaid programs, that we also like to we serve the community as well in terms of providing information about the two programs and about federal and state assistance programs that can help people along the way with their drug costs and other things. And many people don't realize, you know, if they make below a certain level of income, they might not be eligible for Medicaid, but they might be available for other another state pharmaceutical assistance programs.
Is eligibility requirements something that has to be, you know, considered as far as premiums are concerned, or whether they even accept you?
In the Medicare Advantage plan, the main eligibility for a Medicare Advantage plan is that you have Medicare A and B, and that you have some sort of Part D coverage already.
And A and B is the automatic one that you get.
A and B. A is the inpatient services, and B are commonly referred to as the physician services.
Okay, so everybody gets that at 65 or 67,
yes.
Whatever the different that keeps.
Yes, if you're eligible for Medicare,
right.
Yes, you will get all that's covered.
Okay, this is amazing. I mean, I'm being very honest. I'm starting to understand it.
Good, thank you.
And we had somebody, you know, last year was we were doing it too. Come October, and it's just so dizzying that you can turn around. My mother-in-law didn't get supplemental for years because she's a tough one to make a decision in the first place. I'm saying you got to do something. I can't tell you what you should be doing. But you have to do something, because if something happens, you know, you're going to be on the hook for a lot of money. You could be. Fortunately, nothing happened, and she got it squared away. You know what we're going to do, though? Before we continue on, we're going to take a break, and then we'll be back. So we're taking a break here. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We'll be right back.